2025. And it's Williams and Flowers deep. Kicking off for the North Stars is Julian Romano, the senior. And the wind's starting to pick up here as I'm hanging on to my two-sided roster for both teams.
Pretty exciting last game.
Wind's now coming south right into the box here, so be interesting to see where this ball travels when they try to boot it. Onside kick wouldn't be the worst idea, Johnny. And here it is, Romano. He's going to boot it fairly shallow. Williams gets it on the bounce at the 10. He's running straight up field. Oh, breaks a tackle. He's going around the 30. He's got some room. 35, 40.
Hey!
On his feet and finally tackled at the 48-yard line. Wow. No flags. A great return by Tyler Thrill Williams. A great way for a senior to start his last game.
Some great blocking to set out that line on the far side. That was a beautiful run back. Way to go, Black Shirts.
Carlos Rodriguez credited with the tackle there for the North Stars. Touchdown-saving tackle, potentially. And here come the Black Shirts lining up at the 46 of the North Stars, first and 10. We got Trips left, single receiver right. Tailback on Ben Jimenez's left. He's going to run it. Following the tailback, and gets about 4 or 5 there. So good blocking up front there. He was following the blocking of Vincent Capoletti Mahalos to push
that
in. Yep. So they're going to call it a 4-yard gain there. Actually, no, a 5-yard gain. So second and 5, 11:26 and counting in the opening quarter. Ref's got the towels out to dry the ball off, Johnny.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of use with those towels tonight.
They sure will. Ball on the left hash again.
Oh.
Whistle's
got
being blown.
Got an equipment failure on the north side.
There we go. Good job by the ref.
Number 6.
Saving time there.
A little something going
on. Safety there, number 0.
Here we go.
And now the clock winds again. Trips left, single receiver right. Mahalos on Ben Jimenez's right. That's quarterback Ben Jimenez. Here's the snap. Oh, handoff to Stout in reverse, but Stout loses it, and it's recovered by the North Stars. Number 44 gets the gift. That rolled right into his arms. Carlos Rodriguez, again.
That's really unfortunate.
Tough break there. Now, is Evan Stout coming around for it? Looked like an okay handoff. Stout lost the handle or something there, but as it is, the North Stars are in business. A.J. Curtis and company. Ball marked at the 43 of the North Stars. 10:51 is your time remaining here in the opening quarter, scoreless game. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the middle of the field. It's a pistol formation for Curtis. Here's the snap, and it's a handoff to the right. And he's met behind the line. A beautiful shoestring tackle there.
Boy, did he show some speed.
He is fired up. And there's Adriel Diaz.
Diaz just really put the afterburners on, Don. And
he sure did.
Tackled him in the back.
Stopping Aiden Zerbel there. So a gain of 1. There was some room to go upfield, but Diaz was coming from the opposite side. Shot out of a cannon. Second and 9 here. Ball closer to the left hash. Single receivers both side. Double tight end right. Pistol formation for Curtis. 10:17 remaining. Here's a snap to Curtis. Handoff on the right again to Zerbel. He's going to go to the right. Or to
he's
the
got
left.
Some room. Oh, no.
Oh, he's got some room upfield. And they'll move the chains. I thought they got away with a hold there. Chris Flowers gets him down.
North had good containment there.
About a 26-yard gain there for Zerbel.
Long run.
Good seal on that. Actually, no, the ball's marked at the 35, so let's make that a 20-yard gain. Ball on the right hash, single receivers both sides. Tight end, right wing. Pistol formation for Curtis with Zerbel behind him. 10:04 is your time. Snap. And it's another handoff. Zerbel going to the outside. He's got a host of Black Shirts pursuing him and really nowhere to go.
Great pursuit.
Gabe Lascano, number 17, with help from Capoletti Mahalos.
Nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. And that's a loss of 2 back at the 37. So big play by Lascano.
Hurry up, offense.
The Irishman painting houses. Ball on the left hash now with, again, clock stops because the play went out of bounds. 9:56. We got left wing tight end. Twins right, single receiver left. Zerbel on Curtis's right here. Second and 12. Here's the snap. And there's a handoff to the tight end. He's going around right. He's got room. And finally, knocked down. So it turned Elijah Mead on the carry there from the flank.
Good pursuit, but he got 5 yards.
Anthony Duszynski of Banting Park with the tackle on that play. That could have been a big gain, but good by Duszynski. Ball on the right hash. And it's a third and six here with 9:28 and counting. Twins left, single receiver right. Pistol formation for Curtis with Zerbel behind him. Here's a snap. He fakes to Zerbel. He's rolling out left. He's looking deep. No, he's got a guy. That's Connor Curtis, younger brother, for a first down to 21. A little floater. Looked like he was looking deep, and he floated it to Curtis. Tight end coming from the right side to the left.
Made it look easy.
They sure did, yeah. It's kind of a buddy pass the way, yeah. Like a shot put the way, yeah. He passed it.
Well, they probably done so that.
They practice that
pass
all, yeah.
And catch for about 1,000 yeah. times.
You know, if you're not sure who to count on, you got to count on your own brother, right? Trips right, single receiver left, pistol formation, ball on the left hash. 8:53 and counting. Scoreless first quarter so far, but North is threatening. Ball at the 21. And screen pass right away to Elijah Mead. And he gets around a couple black shirts. Gets a 5 yard gain there.
Pass complete to 14, Elijah Mead.
Elijah Mead getting a lot of action tonight. Good blocking by number 8, Chase Mucho, the sophomore. So it's second and 4 here. Clock winding 8:23 in the first quarter here. Blackshirt started the game with a fantastic run all the way back to the 48 of North, but the fumble on the first play put North's offense in business. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the right hash, pistol formation. And it's a handoff to Zerbel. No, it fakes the handoff. Curtis is going to keep it going on the right. He's got first down yardage and pushed out of bounds there by Evan Stout. So nice little keeper. I was fooled on the handoff. I thought Zerbel was taking up the middle. So the Chains move again, and now it's first and goal, so the Chains will take a break. The Chain Gang, I should say. Clock stops since the play was pushed out of bounds, 8:02. First quarter here. North Stars threatening, ball on the right hash, Twins left, single receiver right. Pistol formation with Aiden Zerbel behind A.J. Curtis. South in a 4-3 here. And it's a handoff to the left as Zerbel, and some black shirts there to meet him. About a four or five yard gain there. Good blocking up front by the North front line there.
Brought down by number 2, Adriel Diaz.
Adriel Diaz credited with the tackle.
Good for a gain of 5 yards. Second and 4.
Second and 4 as the clock runs, 7:39 and counting, first quarter. And again, it's second and goal at the 4 yard line for the North Stars. Ball in the left hash, single receiver left. Twin receivers right. Pistol formation with Zerbel behind A.J. Curtis. Rain continues to pour and the wind comes down. Here's the snap. Curtis is rolling out right. He's going to try to pass it. Looking for the end zone. A zip. Oh!
Broken
out beautifully. A.J. threw a bullet to younger brother Curtis, but... Anthony Duszynski got a hand in there to help knock it out.
Really well timed.
It was.
The defensive play was really
well timed.
There
was great coverage, and Curtis had to wing it in there really hard to avoid any turnovers. So now a single receiver far right, ball in the left hash here. There is a single receiver left and a pistol formation again for Curtis with Zerbel behind him. This is third and 4, 7:10 remaining. Here's the snap. It's a handoff to Zerbel. He runs into some black shirts. He keeps pushing, though, and he gets in. Touchdown, Aiden Zerbel, and he fought through 3 black shirts to find the end zone. Thought they were going to have a stop there, Johnny, but Zerbel is running downhill there.
Yeah, they had a couple of arms on him, but he just pushed his way in, dude.
Yep. Well. So North Stars strike first blood here with 7:05 remaining in the first quarter. Extra point attempt pending. That's Romano again, number 13. Snap, hold, little. The kick is good. Snap was a little wide. Great job by the holder there.
Yeah, he saved that one.
He sure did. I think the holder was number 17.
All right, well, North draws first blood. 7-0, 7:05 left in the first quarter.
Yep, and they're shouting out Caitlin Weber, the athletic trainer. Done a great job. Been here many seasons. Another Carroll graduate, too. Johnny. We're looking forward to that game tomorrow.
We are.
So let's see if the Blackshirts can answer back. They had a really strong return. I would call that a 45-yard return, I believe. 41-yard return on the opening kickoff all the way into North Star territory. And unfortunately, a reverse play went south for South. So, and it's Williams and Flowers back again for South. Julian Romano will be kicking off. Romano put in the extra point. 7:05 is your time remaining in the first quarter here in favor of the North Stars.
Feels like the wind has picked up a little, Don.
Sure has. And the rain remains constant. Not coming down like stormy, but as it accumulates, I know it's got to be a factor. And it's a deeper one. Williams gets it at the one. He's going to run it. Going straight upfield. Finds a hole, another big hole. He's at the 30, breaks a tackle.
He's got some room. He's
35,
moving.
35, 40, 45.
Holy cow.
Brought down at his own 47. There is a flag, though, unfortunately. But a great effort by Williams.
Sugar.
Finding the hole and fighting through some tackles. That's probably a good 17 yards after the first attempt. But I believe it'll come back a little bit. 10 yards from the spot. If the spot's at the 42, Blackshirts are still in decent position.
So runbacks are looking good.
They sure are, yep. So now if we can just execute on offense here, that's really been the problem throughout this season for the Blackshirts. And, yep, that's a holding call, so I would think. Are they doing half the distance to the goal line, or is it a personal foul?
Oh,
nope.
Yeah, it must be
it's
personal.
Just 10 yards. Nope. 10 yards from the spot, so. So they're at the 27, so not as bad as it could have been. And the ball's on the left hash for Jimenez and company. We have Twins right with Flowers in the split end, Stout in the flank, single receiver left. That's Tyler Williams. And Mahalos on Jimenez's right. 6:54 your time rating. It's a fake to Mahalos. Jimenez trying to keep it, but North Stars are not fooled. They get him in the backfield. Great solo effort there by number five.
North sniffed that out right from the beginning.
They sure did. Julian Hernandez with a big stop. So you got second and 14 at their own 23. You know, what looked like the initial handoff to Mahalos looked good, like it could have been a 2 or 3 yard gain. But with the wind in your face and the rain going in at you. Twins right, ball on the left hash, single receiver left. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. We got a wing tight end right. Here's the snap. He's got a guy downfield. It's caught. Adriel Diaz.
Beautiful.
All the way at the 49.
What a play.
26 yard gain there. Beautifully executed. And they're lining up right away in the no huddle, Johnny. Single receiver left, ball in the middle of the field, Twins right. Mahalos on Jimenez's right, 5:54 and counting. And Jimenez keeps this one. He's going right. He's got a little room. Now goes north and south, and he pushes ahead for about 5 or 6.
Nice 5 yard gain.
Good little run there by Jimenez.
That last big pass, Don, was all because of the blocking. He had time to do that.
He sure did, and the quick release, too. So they're back at it again here in the no huddle. Twins right, ball on the right hash, single receiver left. Mahalos on. It's now Mahalos up the middle here. He pushes forward. Not much there, but he's not giving up. Wow, good effort by Mahalos. They had him at the line, but he kept pushing.
Really hustled.
That looks like a three-yard gain from Capoletti Mahalos, and they're back at it on third and two, they're calling it. 5-15, 5-14 and counting. Ball at the 42 here. Twins right, single receiver left. Capoletti on Jimenez's left. Jimenez is going to keep this one. He's going to push forward.
Think he's got it.
He might get a yard. He's close. Good push from both sides. And I don't know, from where the ref is standing, I think they're going to get it. They should get a measurement here, I would think. That's based on where the refs. Nope, they're moving the sticks, Johnny.
Hey, what's that rattling sound, Don?
Woo, move the chains. The second first down in this game and in this series.
South's putting together a nice drive here.
They sure are. As the clock winds, 4:50 in the opening quarter. Blackshirts looking to tie the game after the North Stars scored first. Ball in the middle of the field at the 41-yard line there. Twins right, single receiver left. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. Here's the snap. Jimenez now running right. It's a design run. Jimenez going upfield. And he pushes forward for a couple there. Good pursuit by the Purple People Eaters. Cullen Donovan, another Irishman, sniffing that one out. It was good blocking up front there.
There was.
It's actually a four-yard gain, so it's longer than I thought, Johnny.
Yeah, well, and those keepers like that, that keeps the line honest on the defense side. You know, they got to.
It sure does.
They got to pay attention.
You know, and Jimenez,
there'll be a fake coming here in a little bit.
He's showing run all the way, but he can pull that back at the right time and hit
somebody. You're going to see a fake here pretty soon.
So now ball in the right hash here, 37-yard line, second and six. Twins left, single receiver right. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. Here's a snap. And it's a handoff to Mahalos on the left. Logan Dables leading the blocking for him. Great pursuit there by, I believe it was a safety or linebacker. No, it was a safety. Number zero, big play.
Good job by North because he had a couple blockers out in front of him.
Jason Webster sniffed that out beautifully.
Yeah, Webster played a really good defensive
play. If he doesn't show up,
yeah,
Jimenez has a positive game, but I believe that was a loss of one. Or no gain, actually. Third and four. Clock winding, 3:14 and counting in the first quarter. Blackshirts trailing the North Stars, 7-0. Ball at the 35 here. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash. Flanker goes in motion. It's a handoff up the middle. And they got him. That's Hernandez again, number five, Julian Hernandez.
Not much there,
Don. Stopping the hell. Very short gain. It's fourth down. I believe the Blackshirts are going to go for it here. Jimenez comes all the way to the sideline to talk to Wiltz about the play. 2:39 and counting. Blackshirts down 7-0 to crosstown rival Waukesha North. Ooh, that's right. Another homecoming tradition, Johnny. Ice cream social in the cafeteria. We might have to head over there. Twins left. Trips left. Oh, their time is called here. And I think South might have called the timeout. And I think that's a smart timeout, Johnny, with 2:19 remaining.
Yeah. Well, you can't take them to the locker room with you, Don.
You sure can't. So we'll keep it here so far. I'm sure the timeout will be a short one. And we're joined by about four or five members of the North coaching staff. So they got a pretty sizable crew here under Coach Vinciano.
That wind down there is really something because it's kind of raining here.
Yeah.
Inside of the booth. So it's blowing around there.
Yep. Sure is. But nobody's moving. They're all staying still, and more fans are showing up. Big game. Student section is well represented here.
Great dedication across the field.
Not much. I think the theme tonight is rainwear, rain gear.
Yeah.
So nothing too fancy. Would have been a good night for Hawaiian night, huh, Johnny?
Right.
So the North defense already on the field. The refs are blowing the whistle to Coach Wiltz's crew to tell them to come on out and play. And here come the Blackshirts on a big fourth and four. They're calling a fourth and four here. 31 is the yard line to get to. They're at the 35. Ball on the left hash. They line up trips right. No receivers left here. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. Here's a snap. Mahalo's looking right. He's got some pressure. Rolling out. And it's a tackle for loss. And the North Stars take over on downs. Great pursuit by Connor Wilksum, the junior. And that play just took too long to develop, Johnny.
Yes, sir. Had potential, but boy, that took too long.
It sure did.
Pursuit closed.
Yep. With the sack, North Stars will take over on their own 45 here, close to where they started last drive when they scored. Ball in the left hash, single receiver left, trips right, pistol formation with Zerbol behind Curtis. 2:12 is your time remaining in the first quarter, a 7-0 North Star lead. Here's the snap. It's a pitch to Zerbol on the right. Some black shirts are there to meet him.
Oh, he got tatered.
Tackle. Wow. Justin, primetime Geezy finishes him off.
Geezy hit him hard, Don.
They're calling it a one-yard gain, though. Ball at the 46, second and nine, 1:50 and counting in the first quarter. A 7-0 North Star lead. Geezy had some help there, but boy, when he came in to finish the deal. Pistol formation, trips right, no, twins right. Single receiver left, ball in the middle of the field. Curtis gets the snap. He's looking downfield, going to his right, and it's caught. Number 17. Good pass and catch there. Big target there for the North Stars.
Keaton Smith,
the junior. That pass completes number 17, Caden Smith. Caden Smith looks like he plays the hardwood in the wintertime. Nice size. Good target to throw to.
He's a big guy.
So the North Stars move the chains on second and nine, all the way to the 33 of the black shirts. 32, excuse me, 1:20 and counting in the first quarter, first and 10. Pistol formation, twin packages both sides. Here's the handoff off the snap. Zerbol finds a hole in the middle. He gets about a good five or six there. Good blocking by the North Star line.
It really was.
Wrapped up by number one, Chris Flowers. Chris Flowers with the tackle coming from the safety spot. Yeah, they're calling that a 7-yard gain. So it's second and three at the 25 of the black shirts. 51 seconds remaining in the first quarter as the North Stars look to add to a 7-0 lead. And time is called. I think we might have an injured player here. No, it's an equipment adjustment there for Adriel Diaz. So good news on that front. Ball in the left hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Wing left, and pistol formation with Zerbol behind Curtis. 34 seconds and counting. Here's the snap. Hand off to Zerbol up the middle.
Gets him.
And there to meet him. Trying to get the number here. Logan Tank Dable coming from the outside on that one, from the DN spot. Good job getting behind the line there. So, no gain on the play. Third and two. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash, pistol formation with Zerbol behind Curtis. 2 seconds left. And that'll do it for the first quarter. They will switch sides, and we'll take a one-minute break here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network. Black Shirts trail the North Stars 7-0. We'll be back after these messages. Anya, take it away for a one-minute break, or 30-second break.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to live and local coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM of Black Shirt Football. Don, take it away.
Okay, Johnny, it's a third and two here for the North Stars at the 25 of the black shirts, a key play for the black shirt defense. And now we've got a triple I formation here. Curtis will take this under center. No receivers. Looks like a double tight end. And it's going to the right here. Oh, they had him, but he breaks through there. That was Zerbel. Diaz had him in the backfield, but couldn't close on him in time. We have an injured black shirt on the field. That looks like it could be Justin Giese.
Don, I just want a quick mention for the North Stars here, number 59, T.J. Reddick, senior. He is one big fella, and he's throwing some big blocks out there.
He sure is.
He really is.
And, you know, the one positive is they're doing this. They can do plays under center, and that old I formation that we like. A triple
yeah.
I, too.
We haven't seen that.
Fancy, yeah. So first time we've seen that all season, actually. Even Ellsworth had a treatment like that. But, yep, looks like Justin Giese's down. He's being attended to by Caitlin Weber and company.
That's
he is back. They're lifting him up. That's a good. He's back on his feet. That's a good sign. He's favoring one of the legs there.
Hate to see anybody get banged up like this.
He's going
to
get some help
game.
Off the field.
So he's not putting any weight on that right leg.
That's a tough break for one of the more athletic players on the team, Justin Primetime Giese, with the program since fifth grade. Did some great job at receiver and at safety in the last 3 years. He's been playing in that linebacker spot. I think a leg got caught in there somewhere in the tackle. So Logan Tank Dable comes back out in the field. It's first and 10 for the North Stars with 11:54 remaining. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation with Zerbel behind Curtis. Clock starts to wind here in the second quarter. Curtis barking out signals. Here comes a snap. He's looking to his left. He's got a receiver. And it was behind him. Evan Stout almost had a jump at that.
That was a miscommunication there.
Sure was.
Somebody zigged when they should have zagged.
I think it would look like the way Curtis threw it, like it should have been an outplay.
Yeah, it was. It was designed but, the quarterback
he,
and the
he
receiver.
He took it in, yeah. Evan Stout on the coverage there. So Twins left. Ball in the middle of the field here. Second and 10. Single receiver right. A tight end wing right. Actually, it's double tight ends on the right. Pistol formation with Zerbel behind Curtis here. 11:42 remaining. It's snap. Curtis rolling out left. He's looking to the end zone. He's going deep. There's coverage. And it's incomplete. Good coverage there by the corner. I'm guessing that was trying to get a number there. If that was Chris Flowers or
That pass is intended for number 44, Carlos Rodriguez falls incomplete.
Let's see. He's coming out.
Coverage by number 11.
Zayas DeWalt, the general. Point guard, one of the point guards from the basketball team. So
that coverage is so good, Don. There was nowhere to go there.
It was almost a pick. Curtis looked like he kind of underthrew that. He had some room to run there, too, and he also had Zerbel there in the flat. So third and 10, 11:34 remaining. Twins right, single receiver left. Tailback on Zerbel on Cook's left. Here's a snap. It's a handoff. No, it's a keeper. Curtis going to keep it. And
he's got him.
Shoestring tackle there. Right at the line for a short gain.
Number 12, Andy Curtis, the quarterback keeper. He's met in the backfield by number 17, Gabe.
Gabe Lascano with another big tackle. The Irishman. Painting more houses, Johnny.
You like that paint the house thing, don't you?
Yeah. Overrated movie, but. All right, so they're going to go for it on fourth and nine here. 11:04 and counting. North Stars leading 7-0. Ball in the left hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Pistol formation. Flanker goes in motion to the right. That's Elijah Mead. Here's a snap. He's going right. Looks like he's going for Mead in the middle there. It's intercepted
off in the end zone.
And he's running it out. I don't know. He should have stayed in the end zone for that touchback.
Maybe.
But a big turnover nonetheless.
Number one,
Chris Hothouse. Douglas Flowers. Chris Douglas Hothouse Flowers. That's it, Johnny.
Went to the well one too many times, Don.
I sure did, yeah. You mean the watering hole? Wink,
yeah,
wink.
The right, watering hole with the rain.
So, but with the pick, the black shirts take over. It looks like their own four. So, if nothing else, it was a good punt by Curtis, pitting the black shirts deep. But big learning, big coaching moment there for Flowers if he hopes to play on Saturday. I think you want to keep that one in the end zone. So here come the black shirts, deep in their own territory, trailing 7-0. Trips left, single receiver right. Jimenez is going to try to run this one, and he loses yardage on that, fighting his way out of the end zone.
Number 16, Jimenez with the quarterback.
really nowhere to go. Sniffed out beautifully by the North Star defense.
Not much opportunity there, Don.
Yeah. So got to credit number 64 for the North Stars. Ezra Rivera. He played baseball with some of these black shirts in the old Braves organization back in seventh grade, which then got absorbed by the junior black shirt baseball program. So Trips right, second and 12 are calling it. 10:03 remaining in the second quarter. Here's a snap. Jimenez back to pass. He's going long. He's got a guy. It's caught.
Got him.
Evan Stout. He breaks one tackle. He's all the way pushing to the 40. Finally out of bounds.
What a great play.
43. The senior from Banting Park. Catching a beautiful pass by Jimenez. A great job getting past that coverage. And Stout needed that one after the fumble on the opening play. Blackshirt offense ready to go. First and 10 at the 42. Trips right. Ball in the right hash. It's a handoff to Capoletti coming from the left on the snap, and he pushes forward for two or three positive yards. Good little scrum there between both teams. Some extracurriculars after, but the refs jump in to smooth things out. Clock runs, 9:44 and counting. Blackshirts on the move here, starting from their own four-yard line. Correct that two-yard line with the loss of two on the opening play. Trips right, ball on the right hash. Mahalos on Jimenez's left. Design run for Jimenez, and he pushes forward for another couple more.
Still got the scrum pile going.
Yeah, that might be five on that one.
Yeah,
so
it ain't give up.
So it looks like the ball will be spotted right at the 50-yard line for a third and three. Actually, third and two. Let's see here. Third and two here. 9:10 remaining. Ball in the right hash. Trips right. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. Here's a snap. Jimenez again, he's juking in there, he's pushing. I think he's got first down yardage, finally pushed back. Yep, the referee standing on the other side of the post.
I think they gave it to him, Don.
Chains will be moved there. So now it's
first down
at the 47 of the North Stars.
Oh, the refs are talking it up here. Something doesn't feel right,
move
Don.
The chains haven't moved yet. Now they're saying he was short.
That's
a first down.
Come on. Zebras?
Yep, now they're moving. Okay, thank you.
what was the
debate
there? It's
so funny, the ball's sitting on the other side of the sticks,
right.
And the guys are still sitting there. Trips right. Single receiver left. Time is called. Time is called by the flag. A flag has been thrown, but I think they called timeout first. So
delay a game?
Time was called first. I think the umpire didn't see it.
Timeout.
No flag, yep. The linesman, I should say, saw the timeout. So 8:40 remaining in what's been a good game. Blackshirts trailing 7-0. Would love to get on the board here against crosstown rivals, the North Stars of Waukesha North. So that's the second timeout for the Blackshirts. They've got one more remaining for the half. The North Stars have yet to exhaust a timeout, but they do have the 7-0 lead. And they've been moving the ball, you know, very impressive drives here.
Yeah.
I mean,
these black shirts, they're tough guys. They got it going on right now.
They do now, yep. Big first down play here.
Referees sure are getting their exercise with their towels
today.
Yeah,
they got the towels going, They could have carpal tunnel by tomorrow.
That's a lot of wet balls.
Yep. Ball on the right hash. Trips right, single receiver left. Mahalos on Jimenez's left. First and 10. Flanker goes in motion. It's a fake handoff. Jimenez rolling out left. Got some pressure. He's throwing it up. And not catchable. Out of play there. Good pressure again from the North Stars.
Jimenez passes to number 10. Williams falls incomplete out of bounds.
That was number 34 again. Colin Donovan, good pressure there, forcing Jimenez to throw that away. And good coverage there. I believe Williams was the intended receiver. So make it second and 10 with 8:33 remaining. It's good to see the play action, Johnny.
Yeah, it really was.
Ball on the right hash. Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end wing. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. Blackshirts trailing 7-0 here in a drive that started from their own four. And it's a hand up the middle to Capoletti, and he pushes forward. He's got about three. Actually, no.
Tackle number 34, Cullen Donovan.
Cullen Donovan. So actually, that was Dozinski on the run, I think. No, that was Mahalos. Yep. Dozinski in the game now, tailback. So we got a third and seven here, Johnny, with 8:07 and counting. Looks like a passing play. Ball near the middle of the field, but closer to the right hash. 7:57 and counting. Now we got trips left, wing right, tailback on the left of Mahalos. I believe that's Dozinski. Here's a handoff. The man is rolling out left. Oh, underthrows Stout there. Even if Stout could catch that, there was good pursuit by number two, Noah Smith. So, and Blackshirt offense staying on the field here. And why not? Ball's at the 40, 44 of the North Stars. Big fourth and seven play here. And you know, if they could have completed that to Stout for a short gain, you line the ball up in the left hash, and now you can roll out right on fourth and seven with the right-handed quarterback.
Yeah, all those subtle things help.
Ball a little close to the middle of the field. Trips left again. Wing right. Dozinski on Jimenez's right. Here's the snap. Jimenez going to his left. He's got Flowers. Oh, broken up beautifully. Elijah Mead there to help break it up. So, again, the North Stars take over on downs.
It's almost intercepted, dude.
Yep.
Number 14 and,
Noah
hands
Smith,
on it.
The corner, also on coverage for that.
Well, they had it going on, and now they don't.
Yep. So Curtis and company will take over. And, you know, Johnny, if they don't throw a single pass here, I think North's going to – they could put another touchdown on the board.
Yeah, that's the way you see it, huh?
Some gutsy throws there. You know, the interception, and they almost had one or two in that drive, but they've been running well. First and 10 of the 44, single receiver left, twins right, pistol formation. I believe that's Zerbel behind Curtis. Here's a hand. Snapping the handoff to Zerbel, going to his left, and some black shirts there to meet him, but he's still pushing forward. So about 6 yards, 6-7 yard gain there for Zerbel. Good push, and
there was a
handful of black shirts on that.
Piles just move forward there a couple yards.
Yep, they're not closing right away. So they're calling it second and four after the six-yard gain. Clock winding, 7:09. A 7-0 North Star lead here. We got a single receiver left, twins right. Pistol formation for Curtis with Zerbel behind him. Rain and wind continue at a constant pace. Here comes the snap. And Curtis is going to run this to the right. And he's getting pursued.
Not much
great
room.
Pursued there by the Blackshirts. That's actually a loss, a slight loss. Christopher Douglas, Hot House Flowers with help from Dozinski and Capoletti Mahalos.
Flowers just chased him down.
He sure did. That was beautiful. He was trunk. He came from the other side.
He did.
So they're going to call it us third and five with the loss of one there. Ball on the right hash, single receiver left, wing right, single receiver right, double tight ends. Pistol formation with Zerbel behind Curtis. Now tight end goes in motion. It's a handoff to Zerbel up the middle. And a good stop by the Blackshirt defense. He did get some positive yardage setting up what looks like fourth and two. So I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Ciano keeps his offense on the field here to get the conversion. Still a good three-yard gain there. So now it's fourth and two. And it looks like a similar formation. Single receivers both sides. Wing right. Pistol formation. Now tight end goes to the left. It's a handoff to the left again. He gets hit. He breaks his head.
Oh,
he's going.
He's going.
One guy to beat. 10, 5. Touchdown. North Stars. Great run by Aiden Zerbel. Breaking through the line. Not only getting the first yard coverage, but breaking tackles and going the distance.
I thought they had him there for a second time,
sure,
then he
too,
bumped
Johnny,
off
yep.
and broke free, and boy, he put the wheels to it.
41-yard touchdown.
Off to the races.
By the senior. Great way to end his regular season career. So now make it 13-0 with the extra point pending. That's Romano for the extra point. Low snap. The kick is good. That was almost like a drop kick with the low snap. Good job by Connor Curtis keeping that in play. He was relying on his baseball skills fielding that grounder. So with 5:28, it's 14-0. We'll take a quick 30-second break here at the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ken Hollab Stadium in Waukesha, Wisconsin. We're watching the Blackshirts take on North of Waukesha, and it's 14-0. Don, take it away.
Thanks, Johnny. Yep, it's the annual North-South game, and North has the lead 14-0 as Romano looks to kick off. Having a hard time keeping the ball on the tee as the wind starts to pick up. He might need a holder. Back to receive for the Blackshirts, I believe, is Williams and Flowers. And the wind coming in heavier now.
Wind is really a factor.
And it's going against the North Star kick here, so maybe that'll help the Blackshirts. Let's see. No, it's a squib kick. And they better pick it up. Yep, it's picked it up and grounded. At the 35, boy, you almost let that go. Woo!
That was kind of odd. He let it go, and then he looked at it and said, better fall. So,
yeah, I heard a lot of shouters there.
Yeah.
Number 29 for the Blackshirts on the recovery. So good field position at the 35. Can't complain. Trying to get a jersey, trying to get a name here on 29. They didn't end up. He's not on the roster, so it must be one of those freshman players.
I'm really enjoying this rain coming into the...
I'll say we're in an advantageous spot, huh, Johnny?
As we bet
the North coaches share a few smiles with us. Trips left. Single receiver right, ball the right hash. Tailback on Jimenez's right. Here's the snap. It's a handoff to Mahalos to the left. He fights through one block. Oh, good run by Mahalos. There was like a wall of North Stars there, but Mahalos pushed forward. And I think he might have rolled some. Two players hurt, actually. One North Star, one Blackshirt. One of the tacklers holding his arm. And that's Mahalos, I think. It's either Mahalos or Dzinski. But that's number 5, Julian Hernandez, who's had a great game tonight. This would have probably been his third or fourth tackle. He's up, but he's favoring, it looks like, his left arm or wrist. As the medical crews from both teams come out. Actually, I think that's Coach Ciano. So for sure, Hernandez will come out. Good news, I think Mahalos is sitting up here, I think. It looks like his left leg, maybe a knee. That's tough. And I think that's his father, Coach Nick, coming out to the field. See how he's doing. See Coach Adam Peelan also out there with Caitlin Weber. That might be Emmett Hoyt, part of Caitlin's team. So it was actually a pretty nice run, considering that there were plenty of North Stars there to stop him. And good push there by Mahalos. It's going to be a 5-yard gain. And the good news is he's getting up. That's looks like, Vincent Capoletti Mahalos.
Favoring that left leg.
Mahalos was also recruited by Carroll. He's been accepted academically, and I think still waiting to see what's next for football. And, he's favoring the left leg there, so I think it's a knee. But he's getting an applause from both sides here. Good effort, good hustle there by Mahalos, who plays both ways here, too. He's a real asset on defense, so. And his last play for now, at least, a five-yard run. Sets up second and five at the 40. Ball near the left hash. Single receiver left, trips right. Tailback, who's Dzinski, now on Jimenez's right. Here's the snap. Jimenez rolls out right. Quick pass to Stout, but at his feet. So problems there with the delivery. Stout was there. He had some space, maybe enough to get a first down there, but Jimenez upset it himself.
Looked a little jittery there, Don.
Sure did. I mean, it's the design was good because there was the three receivers. Two were going upfield. Stout went into the flat, so they kind of lost attention on him.
Couple of low passes tonight by the black shirts.
Yep, that hurts. So it's with the incomplete pass, the clock stops with 5 minutes left in the half. Black shirts trailing 14-0 here. Big third and five from their own 40. Would like to get something going here. Ball now closer to the middle of the field. Trips right, single receiver left. Dzinski on Jimenez's left. Here's a snap. Jimenez looks left, quick pass. He's got a guy.
He's got him.
First down yardage and then some. Tyler Thrill Williams brought out by number 22, Jacob Knoll, with help from a couple other. That was Hernandez in there again. Favoring that left arm. He stayed in the game.
Good blocking by your black shirts. Let that develop.
They sure did, yeah. And they moved the chains here at the 49 here. 4:50 and counting. Trips right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash. Tailback on Jimenez's right. Snap, Jimenez underneath play to the tailback.
He's got a screen going.
He's got some room, first down yardage, and then some, flipped over by Hernandez, but gets back up. So a first down to the 38. It was that underneath play. The whole line comes in, and they...
Yep. Good design play.
They find Anthony Dzinski of Banting Park. So they move the chains again, two plays in a row at the 38 of North. Trips right, single receiver left, Dzinski on Jimenez's right. Here's the snap, Jimenez rolling out right, looking downfield, nowhere to go. He looks for Stout.
He's got him!
Stout breaks one tackle, and now he's brought down at the 18. Shoestring tackle to save a touchdown there. What a great, that was like a basketball play.
Yeah, it was. He was in a little trouble. He found Stout right at the end.
Stout was well covered. He moved it upfield, and Jimenez led him beautifully. And Stout did the rest. Talk about yards after catch. That's probably an extra 9 or 10 yards here. And
you know, the refs are having
a little
power.
I think there's a flag. Let's see here. Let the boys play.
I didn't see anything. Did you, Don?
Maybe that initial block, but... We'll see. Actually, no, that was a previous play. I think there was more of a hole. When Dzinski got that first. So it's brought. Jesus. Big play by Stout, brought back. But let's see. It might be from the spot of the ball. So that changes things in high school. And the flag's at the 23. So let's see. Unless they're doing it from the line of scrimmage. I don't like this.
That hurt.
Well, I don't understand. In high school, it's supposed to be from the spot of the foul, and the flag's all the way downfield. But they're taking it 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. So, Classic 8 refs giving their final digs to South before they leave the conference, that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
So make that first and 20 after a big reception to Stout on a rollout from Menes. Ball on the right hash now. No receiver. Single receiver right. Trips left, Dzinski on Jimenez's right, 4 minutes and counting, the first half. Stout now goes to the right, snap, Jimenez rolls out right. Oh, it's an out and up play to Stout. Stout's open up, well covered. Great coverage there. Elijah Mead was not fooled on the out and up play. I like the idea. There was great help from the safety there. Actually, that was Flowers. I thought it was Stout. But you also got to credit the safety coming over.
Yeah, that safety did a great job. Yeah. He came in so fast. He
could have came in harder too.
Yeah, he could have really piled him on
the defensive player role. Yeah,
could have hurt him hard, but he backed off enough,
cause a distraction. Yeah, yeah. So make that second and 20 with 3:48.
It's merciful.
In the first half, ball in the right hash, single receiver right, trips left. Dzinski on Jimenez is right here. Here's the snap. Jimenez now looking to his left. Quick pass to Zayas DeWalt. He goes down to the middle.
Room.
Oh. And he gets about 11-yard gain there. So they get back a lot of that penalty yardage there, setting up a Third and nine. And as the clock winds, 3:33, you got to believe this is four down territory, Johnny, here at the 36 of the North Stars. Trips left, single receiver right. Dzinski on Jimenez's right. 3:20 and counting. Here's the snap. Jimenez looks to his left. He fakes. Now he's going deep to Stout. It's intercepted. And he's finally brought down at about 45. Jacob Noe, the big pick. Pass intended for Stout. It was deep. So. So Oliver Shimoleski with the tackle there and the interception. Tough break for the Blackshirts.
That pass just was not on target, Don.
Didn't look good. I think there might have been some miscommunication on the pattern, but Noe was there. I think he had to have more zip on it, that's for sure. It was a little too much height on that. So, but 3:04 is your time remaining in the half. A 14-0 North Star lead. Twin packages both sides. Ball in the right hash. Pistol formation with Zerbel behind Curtis. Or no, it's a different tailback now. We'll get his number in a sec. And it's a half. Fakes a quick pass to left. Goes to the flank. And it was a Ben Jimenez caught it in the sidelines, but it's incomplete. It was intended for number eight, Chase Foucault. So it's second and 10 here, 2:59 remaining. Zerbel comes back in the game. I think they're switching the ball out here. So again, ball at the 43 of North. It's second and 10, 2:59 is your time remaining. Twin packages, both sides, ball on the right. Pistol formation. Zerbel's now in a flanker spot. I'm trying to get the tailback here, taller tailback. Here's a snap. It's a handoff. No, quarterback keeper in the fake handoff, and he's
got
down right away after 1 yard. They're calling it a one-yard game.
Number 12, A.J.
Curtis.
Wrapped up by number two.
And Adriel Diaz with another big tackle. Great pursuit by Diaz there. It was good sleight of hand there by Curtis.
It was.
I thought,
you're right, more of the ground game here, Don, because the wind is really starting to pick up.
Ethan Holmes is your tailback here. So big third and nine play here for the North Stars. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation with Ethan Holmes at the tailback spot. Zerbel now in a flanker on the right side. He's calling someone up. Flanker goes from left to right. That's Elijah Mead. So now we have trips right. Fakes a handoff. Curtis keeps it on the right this time. He's got some good yardage. First down yardage. Still on his feet. Bouncing off black shirts on North Stars. And he's still on his feet all the way to the 35. It was like an amoeba. While they move the chains, let's take a quick break for station identification. Anya, take it away, please.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
First and 10 after the Curtis run. Here's a snap up the middle to Holmes. Holmes pushes forward. He's got about five or six. Looks like a 7 yard gain there from Ethan Holmes. Getting his first action in the game at tailback here in the last three plays. But that run by Curtis, he had first down yardage. He kept pushing forward, probably another good 10 or 15 yards. That black shirt D was on skates, Johnny. So Twins left, Twins right. Pistol formation with Holmes behind Zerbel. Again, Holmes behind Curtis. Zerbel's in the right flanker spot here. Second and three. It's a handoff to Holmes on the left this time, and he's met by a Blackshirt there. That'll be a loss of one or two, and great pursuit by the Blackshirts D. Adriel Diaz with another big tackle, and a timeout by North here, their first of the half, with 46 seconds remaining. And again, with a 14-0 lead, everything's going North's way for the most part here, and they got a chance to put some more points on the board.
They do. They're putting together a decent drive.
And the hope here for South with this weather is that maybe we get a break here and a pick six or something. And you got to love North's fighting spirit. They could just take a knee and go into the locker room and play the play the odds and the conditions, but there's a lot of seniors here, their last chance playing in a North Star uniform, so they want to go for the gusto, and got to respect that. So remember, tomorrow morning on This Week in Waukesha, my guest is First District Alderman Mike Krazine, whose daughter Grace is now attending Waukesha South High School. She may even be here in attendance. Alderman Krazine might be here in attendance, but for sure, you'll see him in my studio, our studio there at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, nice and warm. And Anya, tonight's engineer, is also my faithful engineer in the show, and she'll be contributing a lot. Coach Buda will be calling in at about halfway through the show to talk about Carroll and their homecoming game against Alderman.